From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has now declared a state of emergency in his state as crude oil spilled in the Gulf of Mexico expands by the day and moves ever closer to that state's coastline. Jindal also asked the Defense Department for funds to deploy up to 6,000 National Guard troops.
Because of the wind, we're now getting some of that heavier oil. We're actually expecting to hit our coast, not the lighter sheen they were describing before. And again, that's not good news for our coast.
Environmentalists are worried the spill could affect shorebirds and other wildlife, along with the state's oyster and shrimp fisheries. Crews have been working desperately to contain the oil, using large booms to corral it and burn some of it off. That oil is being released into the Gulf from a broken wellhead after an offshore oil platform exploded and burned last week. What's being called a response to Arizona's tough new immigration enforcement measures, Senate Democrats today are unveiling their own draft legislation for a comprehensive overhaul of immigration laws. NPR's David Wellner has details.
Not one Senate Republican backs the Democrats' immigration proposal. California Democrat Dianne Feinstein acknowledges that's a problem.
I don't know how much of it can be accomplished this year, but there has to be a start.
The measure puts top priority on securing the nation's borders. It would beef up resources for border security and prosecution of illegal immigrants. It would also require that all employees have biometric Social Security cards. Georgia Republican Saxby Chambliss doubts Democrats can pass such legislation.
They don't have the votes to do it, but they're trying to score political points with it.
Chambliss and other Republicans accuse Democrats of primarily trying to mobilize support among immigrants for midterm elections. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Anthem Blue Cross is dropping its plan to raise health insurance premiums for some California customers by as much as 39%. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
The rate hikes would have impacted thousands of Californians who buy individual coverage. California law requires at least 70% of every premium dollar to be spent on medical care. The California Department of Insurance investigated to find out if the proposed rate hikes were justified, and found that there were, quote, numerous and substantial errors in Anthem's request. Anthem said it had made, quote, inadvertent miscalculations when it said it needed increases as high as 39%. The company plans to revise its rate request as soon as possible, but the new rate proposal will have to comply with the new health care law. That requires insurers to spend at least 80% of premiums on medical care. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
NPR has confirmed through federal sources a criminal probe is underway against Goldman Sachs. Sources say securities regulators made a referral to the Justice Department and that a criminal inquiry by prosecutors in New York against the bank has been underway for some time. The SEC filed civil charges against Goldman earlier this month. Stronger-than-expected earnings news gave Wall Street a lift. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 122 points today, closing at 11,167. This is NPR. NPR News has learned the owner of the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia is offering cash settlements to the families of the victims of the mine blast 3 weeks ago. Three people familiar with the settlement proposal say Massey Energy is offering each of the families of the 29 mine workers killed $3 million in cash. That's on top of death benefits that include health insurance, college tuition, life insurance, and continued weekly paychecks. Massey Energy says there have been ongoing conversations with the families, but said those conversations are private. The April 5th explosion is the nation's worst coal mining disaster in some 40 years. A teen who pleaded guilty to murdering a U.S. Border Patrol agent east of San Diego last summer has been sentenced to 40 years in prison. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Amy Isaacson reports.
Christian Castro was 16 when he fired one of nine shots in the scuffle that killed Border Patrol agent Robert Rosas. Castro says he and two companions crossed the border illegally to rob an agent. Castro says he was threatened to death if he didn't participate. He surrendered last November. Agent Rosas's wife and sisters choked back tears to tell the court the loss has ruined their lives. Sean Moran of the Border Patrol Union says Castro's 40-year sentence is not enough.
If the criminal organizations in Mexico are willing to wage war against our agents, then we need to be able to do that back. And until we get the weaponry and the personnel, this kind of thing is a risk that we're going to see again and again.
Two other suspects are believed to be in Mexico. The FBI is investigating. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.
Crude oil prices moved higher today. The price of crude was up $1.95 a barrel to close at $85.17 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.